We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. From Bold and Bougie, Crystal Renee and Tamika Foster. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's up?
Good morning. What a title. Bold and Bougie.
Bold and Bougie.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, did y'all, did all of y'all know each other before y'all started? Because it's Crystal, it's Tamika, it's Malaysia.
Goshen, Malaysia, and Princess. Lofton, Ben Lofton. I always mess it up.
Okay.
Ben Lofters.
Sorry, yes. Princess. My bad, boo. You know I love you.
Sorry. Did y'all know each other? Like, we all friends or?
I knew of Malaysia. We've been to, like, some birthday parties together, but it was my first time meeting all the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Princess and I were cool. She tried to get me on Housewives a few seasons, and I don't know. I thought it was going to be messy, but I guess it's still messy where we are.
Some type of way.
Jumped out of the grease into the fire pan.
So what is Bold and Bougie about, if we haven't seen it?
I mean, I think all reality shows have the same premise. They follow the lives of each of the cast. So they just follow us around each of our different lives. Like, she owns a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I have a clothing business, and I have books and this and that. And they follow us, and then they have us come together and argue about shit we don't know that we're arguing about.
Reality.
They just
time.
Make up, yeah. Like, why did you say, why were you late to my event? Because I'd be like, because my name ain't on the cake. It's not my event. It's not my birthday. Like, it's that kind of thing.
So why'd y'all decide to do it? Because if y'all knew it was going to be beefing and you know what they're going to put on TV. They ain't going to put the nice stuff. They ain't going to put your restaurant packed. They ain't going to put your cold line selling out.
They'll show a bit of it.
Yeah, well, they did a good job of showcasing our business and stuff like that. But for myself, I did it because, like, I'm getting back out here. I'm, you know, single mom. And so I'm getting to my bag, period. And that's it. That's all my only focus.
My bag, period. So why didn't you know how some wives, they choose to keep the last name of the husband. Why didn't you keep the last name Smith?
Well, he's not known as Neo Smith, and those are my kids. That's my kid's last name, so it was an easy decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, people didn't know his name, though. He's not known. I mean, that's not what they call him, but people do know his last name. Why you didn't keep Raymond?
I still use Raymond. It's easier to use Raymond, but on social media, I dropped it because they would be on my page like, he got rid of you. He signed them papers. You got to be like, well, damn. Mm. But my kids have the same name, my passport. It's just so much to change that stuff.
Yeah.
Your credit cards, your bank accounts, your passport, your social security.
Who got that kind of time?
I don't got time to be in line everywhere like, social media want me to change my name.
Yeah.
The only black community really trip off of that.
Yeah.
Think about it. We'd be mad. That's because they're fans of the artist, so they think that we took their husbands, and it's just a mess.
Yeah. Tell us more about these niggas. I like when people have those conversations.
These niggas.
More about these niggas.
No, seriously, though. It's only the black community that, like, flip out over it. Mm-hmm. Because you'll see the Hiltons and people like that, they'll keep the same last name. It doesn't matter. It matches their children.
Yeah.
Black people be so worried about your last name.
And it becomes your brand after a while. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to let that go for social media.
I got you.
I also think people always want drama. So if they think y'all not together, they think you keeping the last name.
To hold on to his.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I ain't hold on to nothing.
At all.
Yeah.
Except these cheering. That's it.
That's right.
That's all. Yeah, that's it.
Well, congratulations on your restaurant business, girl.
Thank you, girl.
And the first episode of Bold and Bougie. You doing music?
No, that's something I do for fun. You know, you've heard some of my stuff. Yeah, they played with that scene. They played hard with that. It was nasty.
So you're not taking it serious.
No, it was just something I do for fun to let off steam. Yeah.
Okay. And but you got a name and everything. VVS, what's up?
Well, Eric Bellinger gave me that name, so I mean, why not ride with it?
VVS. Oh, okay. Got you.
Jesus, I thought she was about to really, really drop something.
Nah.
She made a single. Nah. She did.
I got hella songs, over 40 songs, yeah.
And so that's something that you're never gonna do.
I don't think. I mean, I'm 37. I mean,
so
I don't want to be like
geriatric rapper.
Yeah.
I was freestyling on there too.
I have so many things that are on my plate right now that music is just like, you know, it's a slow build to making money, and I need the bag to come quicker than that.
Does reality TV help or hurt, like, the overall brand of everything?
So the reason why I even agreed to do it is because I have a clothing line, Eli Kish, and then of course my books. And
here
so
I
was
stand.
Hoping, yeah, Here I Stand and White Bras, and now I have an animated book coming out soon. And so I was really hoping that it would really spotlight my businesses. And I think it did a little bit.
Yeah.
It did a little bit. I just think that they didn't get the, like, they want the drama of it. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had a fashion show, for example, and we had too much power running. So the lights went down for a second. They highlighted that 5 seconds of the lights going down. Like, it was what happened?
Yeah.
Did they not pay their bill? I'm like, come on. It was at an art gallery in Buckhead. It was fine.
And it was nice.
But they made it seem like, instead of showing the clothes and how beautiful the models were and all that, they didn't focus on any of that.
It was a really nice show.
It was a great show, and the clothes were banging, of course.
So it hurts.
It didn't hurt. It just didn't help. It was like, damn. Now, we put all that money into the fashion show and, you know, selecting the models and the makeup and the hair, and you guys want to show the 5 seconds that the lights went out? That's what you wanted to focus on?
Could y'all ever, have meetings? Or is it, complaints or somewhere that y'all can be like,
what about my text?
The group chat, girl. Let me tell you, this one with the group chat, we get a message every day, and
we are above
10 pages long.
Yeah.
I don't read none of that.
I
love you. I don't. I do not respond to the group chat. Take me out of it, please.
I go off. I be giving whole dissertations about life.
Is Tamika the 7-minute voice note person?
No, she don't leave a voice note. She will write you. You see, she likes to write.
I'm a writer.
She will write chapters. But I think that it's all in.
I'm memorializing shit I'm thinking. I'd be like, check this out. We are bigger than this. We're above this. I was like, my brand is not that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I mean, when you enter into something like that, you know what you're signing up for. So I think it's up to the individual on how you conduct yourself and how you handle yourself. For me, I feel like it was a benefit to me because, you know, I don't really speak out. I don't really do all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was able to showcase, who I am as a person and my morals and my standards and how I am. So it worked out for me, actually, very well. So
we really started out rocky on the show.
Honey. Oh, y'all too.
Initially.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, because this is the thing. I'm friends with her ex-husband's first, I don't know, girl.
Ex-fiance.
You're confusing me. What?
I know.
You're friends with the ex-husband's ex-fiance?
Yes.
I'm friends with Moneta.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
my girl,
thank you.
Right?
Because
we did a show years ago. And, and she's, I'm just loyal like that. So when I met her, I was
she was drunk. She wasn't petty. She was just being a real.
No.
She was just being a real ass bitch to me. I respected it. But of course, that was the moment that they were going
to
blow up.
And they made
that
a thing. I just said hi. I said, hi, I'm Tamika. I was like, I'm friends with Mo. Like, gotcha. Like, so you know who I am. Like, put a face with the name, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they made it like, doom, doom, doom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's go to commercial. Like, it was some drama. And I was just like, I'm just telling her I'm friends with Mo.
And that's it. But it's the way they amplified it.
They had the music mm-hmm. and the awkward pause where her mouth was like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like she was shocked,
and they gave you shots before that shot.
Did they?
They were
serving.
But actually, she's like one of my favorite people on the show. Like we hang out in mm-hmm. real life. Like yeah. it's my boo.
But y'all date celebrities again? Since your life is so out there, like they pick and part everything that you guys do.
I think I want a man that sit behind a desk. Mm-hmm. I think I'm over it.
Yeah,
I'm just mm-hmm. over it. The whole lifestyle. I'll take the forefront. You sit in the back.
Mm-hmm. Would you date a bus driver?
Oh, no.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think just a decent
person.
I have three
person.
Kids. I'm a single mother, and my bills, the salary does not cover my bills, and it's not for me.
Then again, they say, well, why his salary got to cover your bills? You should be able to cover your bills. I already know what
I'm just thinking about it. But it's not
I just
about
know
that.
What
it's
the like, people are going to say.
So. Where you live at?
I live in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Let me see what the MARTA bus driver making in Atlanta.
She already said no.
What'd it say?
And no shade. No shade.
That's not your preference.
Yeah,
what'd it say, show?
12 to 30 an hour. School bus driver make between 24 and 53 grand a year. The average salary for a bus driver is $19.11 per hour, but they got benefits.
Oh, facts.
They got benefits.
They got benefits.
I got my own benefits.
Okay. Salute all the bus drivers
that
out there.
That doesn't sound beneficial.
I appreciate you if Crystal doesn't.
No shade, but you know.
I would date a bus driver if he owned the
car. If he owned the bus?
Okay,
Shouts out to Ebony. Yeah. I want to shout out Carlos King, too.
Oh, what's up, Carlos?
For bringing us together. Black
I love
owned
that.
Yes. Production Black company.
Owned. Kingdom Rain Entertainment, All the Raindrops.
So you guys got to catch up on our show. Mm-hmm. It's on All Black now, I think. They moved it over, you know, because we finished our season. Hopefully we're gearing up for season two.
Why didn't we bring it back?
I think they will bring
no,
it back.
No, those are just the reruns.
Just so you can see it. Yeah, I think they got it. There is living on All Black.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about your book, Here I Stand. Interesting title, because one could say it's just a cliche term, or one could say Usher also named his album Here I Stand.
That's right.
So why did you decide to name it Here I Stand?
Well, Here I Stand, mm-hmm. you remember that was a time where people were really in love
mm-hmm.
and, you know, having their first child and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. And the album was dedicated to me, if you read the credits and all that. And I was very kind of instrumental in the album, which kind of flopped. So I guess my musical taste. My A&R.
I want to come back to that, but finish this point. Right?
But anyway, so Here I Stand. It has a double entendre because I've been through a whole lot. You know what I mean? I lost a child. Mm-hmm. I lost my mom. I've been through, you know, divorces. And I've just had kind of a rough road, you yeah. know. I think it started with you and Wendy, but we'll get back to that. Anyway, mm-hmm. so.
Me and Wendy?
I love her.
Yeah, my first.
Yeah,
I love you.
You never gave her a fair shot.
I don't think I was around during that time, was I?
You were in the studio when I did my radio interview with her. Mm. That's when that was the first negative press run, and it just spiraled.
So it was Charlamagne.
What year was that?
So Charlamagne started
that. That was a long time ago. And I was so happy to do her show. I was so excited.
Damn, Charlamagne.
You know me. I was just there.
No, he's changed. There and was working.
He changed.
What did Charlamagne say during that interview?
I mean, it was part of me getting kicked out of the studio. Kind of
They kicked you out the studio?
Damn.
Let me explain. I met her in the Gansevoort Hotel. I'm standing in the hotel. My PR friend that worked at one of the showrooms was like, oh, have you ever met Wendy Williams? I'm from California. I had not. I'd heard of her, but I didn't know that she was like a shock jock, mm-hmm. Howard Stern, black, you know, mm-hmm. da-da-da. So I was like, no. And they were like, yeah, da-da-da. So she was just like, this is Stylist to the Stars. This is Tamika, da-da-da. Would you like to come on my show? And I was like, yes. I was thinking like, oh, this is going to be great for my career. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on New York radio, and I'm going to talk about my job as a stylist. Well, I got on there. The first question was like, so is da-da-da gay? And does da-da-da get along with their mom? He started asking about all my clients. So she went right in with those questions, and my face was like, why I'm here. And I was.
Did your research.
That's your
people fault.
I didn't have people because I met her one on one. She was like, be there in the morning at 7 or something. It was crack of dawn. So I was excited about the press, and it was all bad. And from there, then when I ended
up. Oh, no, that was in Philly, right?
That was on Park Avenue.
When did you do afternoons?
And when
though?
She was asking you those questions, no, he was sitting in the corner smiling. What was he doing?
Yeah, when you didn't do mornings?
Well, whatever time it was, I was there and I got kicked out of the studio because the questions that she was asking, I was like, I'm not in my client's business. Mm-hmm. I would never tell it. They're paying me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a stylist.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, that's not, you guys got to listen. You got to find the interview. It's
who kicked you out?
Her. God, she was like, there's damn. The door, honey. That's not what she said. She was going to give us the tea. But I thought she was going to ask stuff like, who had a nip slip? Or who's late to set? Or who damaged the wardrobe? Like, you know, that kind of messy. Not messy, like,
who's
does
dad?
He talk to his mother?
You did your homework.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know. I just thought it was a big opportunity.
Absolutely, as anyone would think.
Fail. Epic fail. So then.
He's looking it up right now.
No, I'm looking at it.
It was bad.
I already found it already.
He wanted to make sure she talked about me even in her documentary when she did the whole doc. I'm in that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like she went on a tirade for many years.
This was 14 years ago.
And many years after that, mm-hmm. all the media just kind of jumped on the bandwagon of, she's a man. She looks like a man. She's this. She's ugly. She's old. She's, you know, so I didn't have a chance.
Damn.
No. Damn, Tamika.
They're like, God damn, you ugly ass man.
No, I mean,
oh my God, no, no.
Like, damn, that's
Tamika. I'm a woman. They call me a man having all these kids. I'm like, wait a minute.
But the title is called Here I Stand because the album was dedicated to you.
So Here I Stand because I you know, I've been through a lot. And so it's about remaining in a beautiful state despite it all. Like, life happens. Life is going to come at you.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to happen. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose love. You're going to have heartbreak. But you have to remain in a beautiful state. So things will happen. Amen. You have to come back to being positive and just in a good space. Don't you think I'm in a beautiful state pretty much?
You know, most of the time.
When am I not? Name a time.
See that little when? When am I not?
When am I not?
When am I?
You don't be in a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on the show? Well, no. I mean, being in a beautiful state doesn't mean you won't check somebody.
Yeah.
That don't mean you won't get your point off.
And you stay
but then
ready.
You go back. Then you go back to like when we're going to go eat. You know what I mean? I'll cuss you out and be like, let's go get some spinach.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
So I don't stay in a suffering state. I stay in a beautiful state.
Was the book therapeutic for you to write?
Oh, man. It was like a big diary. So mm-hmm. I just started writing it when I first was going through a divorce. I started writing it, and then I put a pause on it because I was writing it from my perspective. Like, I wasn't taking ownership for anything. Mm-hmm. And so once I started writing again, then I started saying, like, okay, you could have done that. So I have life lessons in the book. I talk about what I did to contribute to everything. Yeah.
Do you wish you never came from behind the scenes?
At times, I think, but it was kind of inevitable. You know what I mean? Like, if you marry someone that's in front, mm-hmm. you tell yourself, I'm just going to play the back. I'm going to keep steaming your clothes. I'm going to be back here. Mm-hmm. But then you go one appearance, and then there mm-hmm. you are. Yeah. You're on the red carpet. Then they start picking you apart.
And now you out there.
Then you have to redeem yourself because you were like, yeah, I didn't put oil on my feet that day, but wait till next time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you end up back on the red carpet again. Then you'd have messed up again, so then it's just a whole snowball. Once you get out there, you're out there.
You know, I saw, I was reading an article that Usher did, I think, in People Magazine about a month ago, and he said he felt attacked and judged from fans.
Oh, yeah.
After marrying you.
It was rough.
And I know, it just was, like, should you care what the fans think? You love who you love. Like,
yeah.
You do, but then I think it weighs on you if, like, every day, every time you open anything, it's somebody saying something bad about your wife. You mm-hmm. remember, he went on MTV like, shut the hell up about her.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of got tired of it. He was very judged, very, we didn't have a chance in terms of the public, court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys forgave a lot of people, though, because there were a lot of people mm-hmm. crying y'all and going at y'all. And
yeah.
You guys showed a lot of grace. Was that difficult?
I didn't. I was cussing them out. I was on Twitter. Like, I had Twitter fingers bad as hell. Like, let me tell you something, you fat. That. No.
I know.
Big back.
Unbig your back and then holler at me.
Right.
Right.
Like, Crystal. Like,
fix your damn edges.
So on the show, fix your edges. On the show, you said that Neo had never asked you.
Hell no. I know what you could ask. Never, ever.
Okay.
Never, ever.
Question,
no.
I just
never, ever.
You know, mm-hmm. but if he had.
No.
Okay.
You knew
you
that
went
from
Buffy Waddle. I'm joking.
I mean, I got three babies. Clearly, I did that.
You
but
was already
there's no third party. I don't. Yeah. I'm not sharing my husband.
Yeah.
Knowingly.
Right. Exactly. And so that was, that's exactly what the problem was. Like,
apparently so.
Just, yeah.
Apparently so. Yeah. You know.
So
but,
he wanted a threesome, and you wouldn't give it to him. That's
no. He's never asked me.
He
for
never.
One.
Oh, he asked never asked. For one. Yeah.
Is that insulting?
Men know who to ask.
Yeah, I was about to say. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that insulting for a man to ask?
don't think it's insulting, but like I just I'm old school. I'm not sharing my husband. I'm not sharing ding-a-ling. I'm just not doing it. Like it's too much nasty shit in the world. And I don't, if you want something else, you don't want me, you know? So I'm straight with that.
Yeah. And where are you guys now? Cause I know it was a nasty, I know it got nasty. You know what I'm saying? The divorce. Well,
I mean, for him, I was in peace.
Yeah.
And I'm still in peace.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place in my life right now.
What was the decision that made you say, you know what, enough's enough. I need to move
on. Well, what's funny is it was the Breakfast Club. Y'all remember when y'all asked him the question, would he be okay if not knowing if his partner was cheating? He was like, I would live in a blissful bubble. Mm-hmm. So somebody sent me that, and it was like something in my stomach was like, something ain't right. Is that how he wants me to think? And then I found everything that I needed to find that day, and I left that day.
You find that clip, Eddie.
Did you go through his phone, or how did you find everything you needed to find?
It was a phone. Mm. It was a phone.
That is smart. Yeah. You could have been some type of detective.
Because
if you listen to a person say something, you'd be like, you know what?
Let me check.
He's projecting. Let me go snoop around him and see what he got going on.
Lord.
So he just
because with me, he was. He has a little jealousy in him or whatever, so I know that he would never be okay with me doing that. You know what I'm saying? So
unless
So it was like, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Did he come clean all the way?
He had no choice. He had no choice. You know, and I feel like that was just God's redirection for me. It was a situation that was no longer serving me, and he knew that that wasn't what I wanted in a marriage, and he just removed me from that situation. And I think that he did it in a way that I had no choice to leave because my values and my morals would never be involved in something like that. So.
Was it the first time you caught him cheating, or?
Yeah.
It was.
In 2020, I thought that it was a thing, and I left him then. So if I thought something, and now I know something.
Yeah.
Are you sure though? Because black men don't cheat.
you can leave your own studio, okay? He loves triggering. Yes.
You know, I think that all men cheat. Mm-hmm. I really do.
No, let me tell you. All the black men in here like, no.
No, all the black. I think.
Three. He ain't black.
I think there's different types. Like, there's men that have cheated and learned their lesson, and then, like, they find someone that they're like, I would never do that.
I was going to say
And then
say
there's
that.
There's men that that's just what they do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, it just.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't think it's realistic to believe that I don't even think that we're, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be made for me.
I'm not sure.
Just
one person. So you
don't
one
think person for the rest of your life to death.
One man.
Made for monogamy.
For the rest of your life, I don't believe
that. I think so. Hmm. If you find that one that actually fulfills you.
One human being.
Well, the reason we say black men is we say black boys cheat, right? And most boys, when they become a man, then that's when they realize what it is.
Men step out. There's some that do it on a serial basis. And I'm not saying from personal experience. I'm just saying, I just think in general, I have friends with a lot. I'm a girl that loves guys, and they're my homies. And I talk to them, and they just do.
I think if a woman is fulfilling you on every level, spiritually, emotionally, mentally,
but you're telling me there's that one trip to Punta Cana. There's that one time you and your homies went, and you accidentally just met somebody at the...
I don't think that's the country with just your homies.
I think it's a man's own pride.
Man. You can't put on a woman.
Anguilla, you know what I'm saying?
I love
Anguilla, can't put on a woman because a woman can do everything under the sun. Cook, clean, do your bedroom, all of that. And if a man still wants to cheat, that's what he's going to do.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it has anything to do with the woman.
I'm telling you, if a woman fulfills you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The physical, you won't even think about another woman.
If that's the type of person that you are.
If you, right, yeah. You have to be that type
person.
Of man.
Yeah, already, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can be tried.
I still think there's those slip-ups. I think you have cheaters that are serial and they just have a whole nother relationship on the side. Then you have people that just slip up. Mm-hmm. I just think that something happens regarding another party at some point. And I'm talking about in a lifetime. It may happen once, but it still happened. I don't know.
So how do you handle slip-ups then? If you got that mentality and you feel like a man going to slip up anyway, how do you handle the slip-up?
I don't know. I don't know because I'm single now. So I don't know.
Have you ever had somebody slip up?
Yeah.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
I think we all have.
Slip up. Yeah, they mess up sometimes.
And you don't leave them.
I have. I've left you over a slip up for sure. But in hindsight, I don't think that's big enough to ruin your whole marriage. I don't think it should be. Mm-hmm. So if you guys slipped up.
Have you guys ever slipped up? I was going to say.
I disagree. Okay,
You leaving after the first slip up?
If you leave after one slip up, you're going to be leaving
a marriage, I feel like nobody's perfect. And I guess in the situation, it's situational. So some situations it's like, all right, I might could give you a pass. I mean, you ain't getting off easy, but mm-hmm. I might could give you a pass. But if it's something, there's degrees to cheating. Like, you in love, you having relationships, you right. cuddling, you kids doing all that kind of stuff. Different. It's not just a one-off, and you only get one pass. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because then at that point, it's repetitive. That's not a slip-up. That's who you are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you that's something that you continue to do, that's what you're always going to do. Mm-hmm. So
have y'all ever slipped up?
I don't.
But no, forget the slip up. Tamika,
you gotta think about it. Tamika, something wrong.
Right.
No, I was just saying, I like how you guys decorated everything.
No. Oh, yeah, have you ever cheated?
Yes. Okay. I have. Yes. Right. I have. We were both cheating on each other. I was in a relationship. I found out that my partner was cheating, and I cheated
you
also.
You cheated back.
I cheated back.
Okay.
Cheated up.
Right. Okay, you cheated up. Yeah. Did you get left? Did they leave you?
They should have just left each other.
Yeah.
We did. We left each other. It was no one's fault. It was both of our fault. We knew we both made mistakes.
She's not talking about Usher blogs.
I'm not.
Yeah, because you know no. the blogs are right.
Like, oh, he cheated. No.
That's right.
I'm not talking about my marriages, period. I'm just talking about relationships. I think people don't realize that you date more than the people you marry.
Say that mm-hmm. again.
Every time mm-hmm. I'm speaking, they think I'm talking about my ex-husband mm-hmm. or husbands. Mm-hmm. But no, I've dated since and before them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know other men, guys.
Would you marry again?
I would marry again. I sure would. Mm-hmm. I would marry again. The right person who's got his stuff together. He's got to have his stuff together because I'm always trying to start a business or working on something. Mm-hmm. I'm really entrepreneurial, so you got to have your bread together.
Yeah. Neil Clip is in there if you want to hear what Neil said.
I do want to hear it. I don't remember this. I want to refresh my memory.
It. Dang, that's
thank you, Crystal. We're putting together the Breakfast Club doc. We're trying to find these moments that have caused people such trauma.
Yes. Yes.
Listen.
I personally am a person that is not angry at living in a blissful bubble of ignorance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The truth is rarely pretty. Mm-hmm. And in this world, in this life, you have to choose your happy. So I choose to believe the truth that makes me happy as opposed to searching for the ugly truth that's going to mess up my happy. I even tell my friends, like, yo, if you ever found out anything about my wife, don't bring me that. I wake up every morning and breakfast is cooked. My kids are taken care of. Every time we're around each other, we smile and they're happy and things are blissful. And then on my deathbed, somebody tell me that you was cheating on me my whole life. I lived a pretty good damn life. I'm not going to trip off that. Well, that's me.
Mm. That was the part?
Yeah, that's factual though.
I suspected something before then.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So you suspected something before then.
So I would be a fool and a liar to be like I didn't have suspicions or thinking like you know that any man has a possibility that they're gonna cheat.
Yeah.
But to the extent of the way things happen, I never in a million years would have. You know,
yeah.
Like,
that wasn't terrible.
That wasn't the person that I was in love with.
I just want to know why you're telling me that on my deathbed. You trying to make me go faster? Right. I'm trying to enjoy my final moments. Why would you cause me that kind of stress and trauma on my deathbed?
I think I was just so surprised because being around y'all were like best friends. Like, it wasn't just like, you know, everything wasn't always romantic. Like, they was cool. Y'all were like real mm-hmm. best friends. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So
that's what I'm saying. It's not worth it to leave. Well,
girl, what?
Wait.
That is your disposition.
Yeah.
Mine, however, is different.
Thank you.
Yeah, because
I know my worth, and I'm not going to settle for just sharing somebody when I know I deserve a whole man.
Right.
So
right.
What did y'all meet?
I think I'm just older.
Like. We met. He had picked me for he was going to do a mini movie for his nonfiction album, and he had picked me for the lead role, and that's how we met. Mm-hmm. The movie never got shot. So I don't know, maybe it was a setup.
Mm.
I don't know.
He wanted you. That was the way he was going to get you.
Right.
You know.
Tamika said something just now. She said, you're older, so you probably just more.
It took a long time mm-hmm. to get to the way I think now. Because mm-hmm. I was the person that, if you even look somewhere else, I was ready to snatch your neck. You know what I mean? So I'm like, bring your eyes back over here. What you doing? And what you doing looking at him? Mm-hmm. I was on that hot wire stuff. I just think I'm in a different place. And that it took time to get here. So trust me. I used to be like, first of all, honey, I'm going to pull up. My pull-up game is strong.
I respect your mind, but that ain't for me.
But I think what she's saying is she knows what she's not going to take, like what she will take. You feel me?
I'm just telling you.
I'm not sharing my man.
Life is long.
So I got to be willing to share my man because I don't know when I'm going to die.
Damn.
That's what's happening.
No one wants to. Hold on. Let's clarify this.
Yes, please, girl.
I am 100% not down to share anything. I don't even want to share my damn sandwich. So I definitely am not sharing my man. I am not that person. But I'm just saying that when it comes to a relationship, something I... till death do us part.
Yeah.
If he makes a mistake, I don't think that should be
the
deal.
That is the death of the relationship, and we parting.
Damn.
No. Yeah.
Really? For me. Mm-mm.
Well, I used to... I'm telling you, like I said, 13 years younger, I definitely would have said that. I would have agreed. But just get to your 50s. You might feel a little different. Mm-hmm. You might. You may. We'll just see.
Well, I'll be on my mind.
What did I tell you, girl?
Told you, man.
Now, Crystal, you would link to Safari at one time, too.
I don't know why y'all keep saying that. People could be in the same room together. Lord Jesus.
Because I was thinking. People said you would do Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, that y'all would link, that y'all would date.
I wasn't on Love & Hip Hop.
They said that you were going to do the next season.
Who? What? I don't know why they said that. I would never. I was already.
Don't get mad at me.
I was already contracted to do the show that I'm on.
I just read it. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah, I don't know why they said that. So, but, you know.
But y'all were never.
No, he's cool, but
yeah.
I plan to be single for a while because I have a lot of healing to go through and do or whatever, and I don't want to distract myself from what I have going on because I'm so focused on my career right now. You know, I'm acting now. I just did a movie, about to do another movie. So I'm focused on Crystal right now, and for the first time, I'm happy and content and just being with myself.
Crystal, did you ever... key Neo's cause? Because it seemed like you still got a little hurt, like you did something.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You ever hit his hats?
Yo, you stupid.
Oh, God. Stop. What in the world?
That was just trying to snatch his hat off.
I got you now. Just run with that
go
shit.
Go get a storage unit.
Right.
No. I walked away peacefully because when you fight and argue, it's because you still want to be there. And although, I mean, one of the hardest things to do is to walk away from somebody you're still in love with. But I love myself more. And I knew that I was going to go crazy if I chose to try to work it out and stay. You know what I'm saying? And I'll always have love for him, but it's different now, you know, so.
How are the kids?
The kids are good. You know, they go and spend time with daddy. They love their father, and they're good.
So the co-parenting is? I
let him be a father, and I be a mother. I keep communication at a minimal just because I'm focused on rebuilding my life and what that means for me. So I don't want to surround myself with what the past was that could potentially put me in a place where I'm emotional and all those things. So I choose to just keep it separate.
Yeah. So there was no drunk nights like, hey, big head, nothing like that?
I never spent the block.
Hey, big head.
But did he try? Okay.
What'd you say?
I didn't say it was Jess. What'd you say,
Jess? I said he try.
Listen, I think at this point he knows that there's no coming back. So we're trying to figure out what co-parenting looks like for us. Because I just don't want to be around the situation. And, you know, I all the respect, all the love to him and no shade, but I just, when somebody hurts you to a certain extent, I don't want to be in that environment. You know what I'm saying?
Did y'all try therapy? Did y'all try to make amends or you was done? You was like, there's no therapy. You was, oh, okay.
I filed the next day.
Damn.
You what?
Crystal filed the next day.
Oh, damn.
After hearing that Breakfast Club shit.
Oh. Really? It wasn't. The breakfast. It wasn't really. No.
That is what prompted me to
look around. And just, okay.
How'd you get in his phone?
It was the same passcode as all of his passcodes.
Well, he wasn't trying to hide anything.
See, some of them smart. They put their phone
that's what you
out
get
in
out
the
of
car.
She'd been around for a minute.
I'd be waking up real. I'd be like, hold on, where that other phone is? Another phone.
So he was sleeping, somewhere. And you just pick up the phone and just.
Yeah.
No, he was here. He was here.
Mm.
He was doing another interview. Yes, he was at the radio station. I was at the hotel. We was out in New York.
You were scrolling down.
So when he came back,
hold on.
To the room,
so you, no,
I was gone.
So by the time he got back to the hotel from the interview, you was on his head.
I was gone. I know. I didn't say anything.
Oh, you left the.
Oh my God.
And you didn't tell him nothing?
Hmm?
You didn't tell him nothing. You just.
No, I mean, he knew that his phone was missing, and so he realized, and you know.
Oh my God. Mm. You took the phone and left.
Damn, took the phone.
I am a black woman. I am not dumb.
Yeah, look.
You didn't screenshot everything and just leave. See, I would put it all back like nothing happened.
Yeah.
He didn't try to apologize and nothing? Like, you don't.
I mean, of course he apologized, and, you know, he didn't want me to get a divorce or whatever, but. He knows how I value myself, and he knows when I'm not playing. And in that situation, I think he knew that it was no coming back, you know? Yeah. So it is what it is.
I would love to know what he learned from
that. Yeah. We had a beautiful relationship, a beautiful marriage, a beautiful friendship, and I don't regret it. I don't take it back, and I'm appreciative to the love that we did have because a lot of people don't experience the love like that I had, you know? But that season is gone. That chapter is closed, and,
How long were y'all together?
Almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Damn.
You're looking at damn.
I got a question for both of y'all. On your healing journeys that you're on, your healing journeys of self, what have you learned about yourself that you're most passionate about?
My strength and my perseverance. I thought that I would be in the mind state that I am now, because a lot of people would have broken, you know. And I have my moments, but I'm proud of myself for the way that I have maintained my grace in this situation.
Yeah.
You know. So because it's easy to defame a black man and tear him down and tell all the business and do all those things, I refuse to do that, because, and it's not for him, it's for me and my children. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't benefit by tearing him down.
Yeah.
I wish him nothing but the best. I want to see him succeed, but just not with me.
Yeah. What about you, Tamika?
I'm really committed to remaining in a beautiful state, because I really, like, I say this, I say it, and I mean, I think we share a friend. It's not to major in the minors.
Oh, my bad, brittle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Don't major in the minors. And I'm really passionate about that. I you know, you really question your self-worth when you're in a public relationship, because your life becomes about them. Like, everything is about their schedule, where they have to be, mm-hmm. what time the flight is, what you're going to wear, because you got to be with them. Mm-hmm. And so you do lose a sense of yourself when you're in that situation. I'm happy now. I feel so free. I always say that. I just feel free. I'm just able to move around without, you know, having that pressure anymore.
It's a peace.
Yeah.
It's a peace that you have. Like, mm-hmm.
I can't imagine, though, because they scrutinize you. If you take your kids to the game, I'm sure they're taking pictures of what you're wearing.
They're looking at everything.
You go to the grocery store, I'm sure they're looking at what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. I don't even care about what I'm wearing, because I ain't never worried about that. It's always cool.
Oh, even at the Super Bowl when you went, and he was there, he performed halftime.
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel about that, being there?
It was great. No, I went. Yeah, I went. My kids were there. He did a great job. He, you know, he's dope. Like, that I can always say. He's a phenomenal person and phenomenal artist. Yeah, it was good. They're always looking at my reaction, everything, like, did she clap? Mm-hmm. Did she cry? Did she? I'm like, yes, I like his music like everybody else.
Right.
And you got to realize, everything he performed, these are things, I was his stylist.
Mm-hmm.
So I did all those videos. I was a part of the imaging for the whole thing. It was important for me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad that I wasn't in charge of the whole imaging for it, to be honest.
Yeah, I heard you gave Jermaine Dupri some ideas for his outfit. Is that true?
You did. That's where them socks that came from.
I love JD. Don't talk about it. Not too much on JD.
I'm just saying.
Dog,
girl,
man.
Did you like his outfit?
Little socks.
I don't know about the socks. I don't know everything. Don't do that. I don't know everything.
You know what I think it is? I think people aren't used to seeing healthy, functioning co-parenting sometimes.
Yes. I have a healthy, functioning co-parenting situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because my kids are, you know, 15 and 16, and they basically say where they want to be. And, like, we are very supportive of each other's. Like, I'm here. I'm in New York. The kids are with him. And then when he's busy, the kids are with me. We just, we kind of got rid of that whole schedule thing. Like, you have them on Thursday to Wednesday. And no, we just,
don't work out.
Even like, are you traveling? Okay, cool. Are you going to be home? Well, are the kids going to be with me? Are they going to be with you? And I think we get along fine. Our kids are super vocal and grown as hell. So
they tell you what they want anyway.
Yeah, they be like, I need to be a dad because my game setup is over here. He's got better Wi-Fi than you. I'd be like,
dang.
Of course he's got better Wi-Fi than everything's better.
Well, you want your kids?
Hello? Of course his kids are better.
Would y'all want your kids to be in the entertainment industry? Would you want your kids to be
I don't.
My oldest, his father is his idol. Like, he wants to do music.
Yeah.
He be trying to make his own beats. He think he got a YouTube channel. It's just videos of his song. So, I mean, the negative that comes with it, I don't want that for my kids.
Yeah.
You know? But I do want him to, you know, whatever his dreams are, to do it, you know, if that's what he wants. But I would prefer him to go to college, get a degree, and you know, do something else. But if that's what he wants to do, he's 8. He just turned 8.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Tamika?
Well, my son, Cinco, he's the 5th. He's 16. He's a gamer. So he really wants to do this gaming thing on a high level. Like, that's his thing.
Push him.
Because
they do good. They make a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, he is focused. He didn't go on vacation. We went to Anguilla and all this for spring break. He stayed with his setup. He was serious about it. Like, I can't take my computers. I can't take all my monitors and my hard drive. I was like, okay.
That's well, a serious thing now.
Yeah. He literally stayed home.
If you want
home.
Better Wi-Fi than Usher, then girl, you got to let this man make this money on these.
I'm going to let him do it. We both are supporting him doing it.
So I'll get better
but my
food,
younger
everything.
Son better food. Did the creative. He did a lot of creative direction for the Super Bowl.
That's the one I heard him sing. He was the one that was singing.
Yep.
I heard it. Yeah.
No, he's a serious. He wants to be an artist. I don't love that idea because I know what the scrutiny that comes with it. Mm-hmm. But behind the scenes, if he wants to do lighting and creative direction, and he really was very involved in that Super Bowl performance.
Love it.
More than
love
he even
that.
Got credit for. He really was like, no, not that song. And when you come out the chair, you need to stand and look that way. I was like, okay, Naveed.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah, no, he was definitely involved.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I wanted to ask you to me because you said earlier, Here I Stand Flopped. And we were talking about that this week. And we were talking about not that particular
I was gonna
person.
Say, we never said that.
We were talking about Chance the Rapper. And, you know, what happens when an artist makes an album dedicated to his wife?
Like Here My Dear.
Yeah, and this album is whack.
The album was good, though.
I thought it was great, but I'm
Here I Stand was a banging album.
Yes, it was.
And let me tell you this. I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. This is in defense of him really quick. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to talk about his ass no more, okay?
All right.
That's enough on Usher.
Okay.
But Here I Stand was so solid because he was ahead of his time. He got married before anybody. This was before J&B. This is before Justin Timberlake. This is before he was an outlier in like trying to be mature and wear suits, that suit and tie shit. We did that already. Mm-hmm. Sorry, no offense, JT. But you know what I mean? Like we were trying to make him go to the next level. Mm-hmm. The fans weren't ready for him to evolve and get to that level. Mm-hmm. And then now it's cool. Everybody's married. And see, we just were ahead of our time. It was like we did it too soon. So they were like, he married this old ass lady and she's whack and that's that. And we hate him. Mm. And so Here I Stand wasn't received the way it should have been, but it was solid songs on that album.
Solid album. You said it flopped.
It was really
so does that make you
good.
Feel
bad? I don't
bad?
Mean it flop, but it didn't do a million copies in first week like, you know, all the other albums.
Did you blame yourself for that in some way?
I didn't. I think that the label pulled back on it real fast. Like they put it out. And it wasn't received the way they thought. And I think they just like, all right, guys, never mind. Let's hide that. Tamika, stay home. Have a baby. Just don't come outside no more.
Damn.
Like, they hate you. No, I think I got a lot of backlash. Like, you're making his whole thing flop. And I'm like, that dude been married again and again after that. You know what I mean?
So, mm-hmm.
Is the goal for both of y'all, because y'all have so much going on, is the goal for both of y'all to get to a place where nobody asks you about them?
That is literally what I say. I want the world to know Crystal and not for
But it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people always say. You don't want people to ask you about him, but you still have his last name. But I'm still I'm still my own person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Diane von Furstenberg is Diane von Furstenberg. She was married to Count von Furstenberg, but she's still an amazing designer. Like, just think. Again, it's our community. It's us.
Do you still do styling like that or not too much?
I have a clothing line called Eli Kish. I will style certain artists if they have certain people if
it
they
depends.
Have a budget. It's not even artists. It's just if you have a budget and you can afford to pay me, I'll style you.
Are stylists a lost art now? Like you don't really see them as like growing up in the 2000s, you'd see stylists.
Niggas, you see these niggas? Yes, it's a lost art.
It's a lost art. Styling is a lost art because it's oversaturated with people who have taken the title. You can work at Gap for 3 days and then
you're
be like,
stylist. Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is have a lint roll and a trench coat. You'd be like, I'm a stylist to the stars.
I'm telling you, girl. That's an everybody.
Lint roll and a trench coat.
That's all you need. That's all you need. You walk out and say, you the top stylist. I'd be looking like, who the
hell? That happens in every league. Listen, people can get two viral videos. Now they're a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get a podcast. Now you're a radio person now.
Yeah.
You can, so I think it's oversaturation in every lane.
Every
honestly,
lane.
Now.
It probably is, huh?
Yeah.
Because you know why? Not too much on our people, but it's low hanging fruit. You don't see too many people fighting to be scientists or doctors or lawyers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It requires a lot of work.
It requires work and reading,
like
actual reading, like read. Hello, read. Mm-hmm. If you would read. No, they want to do what's the easiest thing. Like, well, I'm a stylist. I love clothes. Mm. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Well, I sell lashes. Here, put them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Yeah, man. Make sure
thank
you are
coming.
Scream Bold and Bougie on All Black right now. Go get Tamika Raymond's book, Here I Stand.
Here I Stand in a Beautiful State.
That's right.
That's right. It's Crystal Renee and Tamika Foster. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.